Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, Mr. Wonderful, at your service, as always. Very excited about having our good friend Cindy Bates back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy and I have known each other a long time. We've missed having her on the show. She's just so busy. And she's a vice president of small and medium business at Microsoft. You heard of that company, right? Well, she's a very important person over there because she's in charge of all they do in the United States for small business. And so she's here to talk to us about something that she and I have never talked about before, and that's disaster preparedness. Cindy Bates, welcome back.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Cindy. And I'm glad you're talking about this topic because, you know, as we all know, I mean, my goodness, look what's happened in the United States, at least. In the last 5 or 6 years, we've had years where there were Florida was hit with 4 hurricanes. We've had Katrina. Mm-hmm. We've had the Eastern Seaboard's had an earthquake and a snowstorm and a tornado, all in within 30 or so days. I mean, there are a lot of things out there that go bump in the night, aren't there?
It's a little crazy at times, and you know, there's a statistic from the Department of Labor that I don't like, that says that 40% of businesses never reopen following a disaster. 40%
of small businesses. That is really unacceptable, isn't it, Cindy?
It is, particularly when there are things that people can do to prevent that from happening.
Right, right, exactly. Well, and the reason for that, Cindy, is because, as you know, Blasingame's third law of small business states it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized, and so if you have a discontinuation of business, then your cash flow, your equity is not going to rise above that easily. And so, how do we fix this, Cindy? There's some things we can do to be prepared, aren't there?
There is. Well, the good news is, you know, we talk about disaster preparedness and disaster recovery. Preparedness is what you can do ahead of time, and the good news is there's some very simple things to do to make you not be one of those statistics that the Labor Department just talked about.
Right.
And there are really two components of that. One is technological, and one is just some process stuff. But again, all of these are very easy and affordable. So I'm sure your audience has heard about the cloud. And as you mm-hmm. think about the benefit of putting your information in the cloud, a secure offsite location, you can access it anywhere, anytime. And really, in a disaster, that's a godsend because really you are able then to bounce back immediately, and your email, your documents, all of that will be available to you.
You know, Cindy, there was a report that was done by a friend of mine, Ken Croson, and he studied the assets of corporations in the 70s. And in those days, 70% of their assets were physical, 30% were intangible. And he found that 20, 30 years later, those numbers had inverted. And when I talk to small business owners about that, they when they think about it, they agree that a high percentage, maybe not 70%, but a higher percentage of their assets, of the things that they count on, are digital items, digital things that are non-tangible. And it's increasingly that way for small business, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so the cloud can help them with these things.
It can. And Microsoft's Office 365 is just one example where you can store your email, your documents in the cloud for as little as $6 per user per month. Now, to your point, it's actually interesting because not only is it a natural disaster that we should be talking about, but, you know, there also are virtual disasters, and that's, you know, cybercrime or network failures stolen laptops.
Or hard drive that crashes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And as to your point, though, that virtual data or intangible data, your customer list, you know, many small businesses start up out of coffee shops and they might have all of their customer lists on a USB drive or their laptop.
Right.
And so, you know, just thinking about how important that is to protect as well, there's a lot that can be done in that regard also.
Well, you think about more and more of the things that we do with our customers. Every small business, I mean, we develop things for customers. We customize. Small business owners are great customizers of service and products for their customers. And a lot of that stuff begins as an idea that we present to them. And you want to be able to replicate those ideas to the next customer.
Yes. And so protecting...
Go ahead.
Well, protecting that information, so critical. So the cloud helps. You know, just something as basic as keeping your technology updated.
Cindy, hold on to that thought, because I want to come back to the technology. Folks, this is huge. I talked about the cash flow thing, the undercapitalized thing a minute ago about small business. If you want to make your precious capital last longer in an actual disaster, prepare for that disaster. That's what we're talking about with Cindy Bates. She's Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Small Business with Microsoft. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.